Welcome to the Healthy Beats podcast series presented by the state of Illinois in partnership with Aetna. We're here with James Francis, a consultant and trainer who has designed and facilitated numerous professional learning sessions in the areas of diversity, inclusion, and work-life balance. But James is also a type 2 diabetic and joining us today to talk about just that. James, how's it going?
Going well, Ben. How's it going on your end?
It's a nice, relaxing, rainy day outside over here. Now, before we jump into the interview, I just want to remind everybody that the Men's Health webinar is on June 14th from 12 to 1 p.m. Central Time. That's 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. James, we want to learn a little bit more about you and your diagnosis.
Well, for me, not to age myself, but I was diagnosed as a teenager. My freshman year in college, I am a native of New York City, and I attended college at Delaware State University, so a few hours away. And it was my freshman year, 17 years old, and that was the start of my lifelong journey.
So looking back before your diagnosis, were there any warning signs that you ignored because you were so young?
Good question, Ben. And yes, there really was. So my main sign was thirst. I became, thirsty, and I had to have something to drink constantly, to the point where even when I was sleeping in my dorm room, I would sleep with a bottle of water with me. But that was ignored. And the thing that registered to me was when my friends realized my weight loss, right? Due to the constant fluids and me using the bathroom consistently, I had lost weight at a rapid pace. And at that point, I called my family and I went back home and realized that I was a diabetic.
And once you were diagnosed, did you make any major changes in your lifestyle other than changing your diet?
I mean, that was the biggest change initially, but actually the change that I made most that took the biggest difference, I was not a drinker. I don't drink sodas. I was allergic, but I was carbonated drinks. So I implemented just water with everything, lunch, dinner, and I just drink water with everything. So that was my substitute at that point to really help with the transition to even, where I am today, my love for water.
I love water too. Can you believe some people don't like the taste of water?
So yes, I can. And let's just say I'm guilty. Ben, I'm guilty. And let me just take it further back. I did not drink water as a child, literally, until I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I played sports in high school. And anyone who, played any type of sports, I can't drink milk, at high school breaks. So that's how I was introduced to water. And believe it or not, it just stuck with me, thank goodness. But I was one of those people. It took me a long time to fall in love with water.
Oh, imagine the tight end on the break just drinking a glass of milk. That would be silly. So has your family been a support system in helping you manage your diabetes?
Yes. And it's interesting because I tend to say we're creatures of habit. And with my wife and I, we started a trend when we, had our children. I'm a parent of 12-year-old twin girls. And we began to implement my lifestyle with them, when they became of age to have their decision making and what they like to eat. It was introduced to them much, much earlier than it was to me. So now everyone in the house has the same kind of diet plan, which really is truly helpful, being a type 2 diabetic. So that really helps.
I imagine having somebody in the family with diabetes, it's sort of a learning process. So, what advice would you give somebody listening who may be caring or living with somebody who has diabetes?
A few suggestions. Do not shy away from the change that you've created for yourself in a positive way. Embrace the differences, embrace the things that you may not be able to do at a scale in which you've done in the previous months or years. It's interesting because my children now, they'll tell me, Dad, you shouldn't have that. Or Dad, you shouldn't have so much of that. So instead of shying away, embrace the differences, because it could really help other people. I know, you know, when I'm out or when I'm dining, I share that information. Mm-hmm. You know, just water for me. I'm a diabetic. Or no carbs today. That's not my cheat day, as I'm a diabetic. I try to extend that information through other people and to other people that I know, and even people whom in which I don't know. But one factor I would say is not to ignore the signs from yourself. And everyone here knows themselves, but do not ignore the signs. Really, you know, have that understanding and have that confidence to make the change, and or even have that conversation with someone who is also a diabetic that you may be taking care of or whom in which you may know.
And are you the only one in your family who's diabetic, or does it run genetically?
So for me, my mother was a diabetic. Her mother was a diabetic. So that it was certainly genetic. I remember even now when I, you know, if I see a different doctor or specialist, they always tell me, you don't fit the criteria for the most part, but yet I certainly am. So yes, mm-hmm. it was certainly genetic.
But you've got it mostly under control at this point?
Yes. You know, it was difficult at first being a teenager, but I'm glad that I started the change early. From 17, I'm not going to age myself, but as a 40-plus-year-old gentleman, you know, I have it under control. And it is really, like I said, it's a process. It is a continuing process. But like anything else, once you get used to certain things, things become that much easier for yourself and those around you.
So then how have you maintained your lifestyle changes to manage your diabetes?
For me, I try to implement passions, things that I enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. For me, as a lover of football, love football, not playing football anymore, but I still officiate and referee football. And, you know, when I count my steps, I'm doing 3 to 5 miles, you know, per day out there. So if you combine something that you enjoy doing, whether it's hiking or walking, you know, if you have a mobile bike or steady bike in your home, just something that you really like to do that keeps you moving, it really helps in maintaining the lifestyle.
So as an African-American man, are there any special health concerns that somebody has to be aware of as it pertains to diabetes?
I would think so. As, you know, as history reflects, it seems that the rate of diabetics in the community tends to be a bit higher. So with that said, you know, physicals, being aware of your A1C, being aware of your blood work is really important, because as you get closer to those lines and you possibly may be told, you know, hey, you're a pre-diabetic, I always tell people, live as if you're diabetic. So if the doctor tells you, you know, you have prediabetes, start that process at that point to allow yourself never to reach, you know, the number that you're listed as a diabetic. So, you know, that's really my suggestion for all males or people within our communities. Really continue to go to your doctor, get checked out. And like I said, if you're ever told that you are a prediabetic, view that as if, okay, I need to make the changes now, opposed to being diagnosed with diabetes.
All right, James, that was a lot of information, but if there's just three things to remember, what would they be?
Absolutely. I'm going to start backwards. If you are not a diabetic and you are pre-diabetic, please take it very seriously. Take it very seriously and begin to change your lifestyle, whether it's your eating habits or how often you exercise or things like that. Two, change is not always bad. It's not always a negative thing. I have many changes and positive changes in my life and, you know, over these past few decades, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And thirdly, embrace the change. It does not mean your life is over. It does not mean you cannot do anything. I do plenty of things that I used to do, but in the same manner. And I will do it, hopefully, you know, for the next 3 to 4 decades as my life continues.
All right, James, what's something that we can do today to either help manage diabetes for those who have it and help prevent it for those who don't? What's your number one tip?
For me, the number one is review and take that self-assessment of what you're currently doing. For example, what does your diet look like? How many carbs are you eating per day, per week? Take that honest self-assessment and start right there. It starts with yourself.
Thank you so much, James. I just want to remind everybody that the Men's Health webinar is on June 14th from 12 to 1 p.m. Central Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern. My name's Ben. James, thanks for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben. Have a great one.